Sometimes you read a story in the Bible and you kind of gloss over it without realizing how powerful and profound it is. Here's a great example. The Israelites have just escaped from slavery in Egypt, and Pharaoh and his army, the greatest army on the earth at the time, are about to chase them and destroy them. Scary times. But here's something interesting that we're told about how God behaved in this situation. Exodus chapter 13, verses 21 and 22. The Lord went in front of them in a pillar of cloud by day to lead them along the way, and in a pillar of fire by night to give them light, so that they might travel by day and by night. Neither the pillar of cloud by day nor the pillar of fire by night left its place in front of the people. Well, that's not quite true, because in the next chapter we read that God positioned this pillar behind the Israelites, between them and the pursuing Egyptian army, to protect them. That being said, for the next 40 years, that pillar of cloud and fire never left them in the wilderness. Well, okay, I guess most of us have heard that story 100 times. Yeah, sure. Pillar of cloud by day, pillar of fire by night. I get it. But do you? Really? You see, what's so powerful about this back in that day, and in fact still today, is that all the other gods that the other nations worshipped lived in temples that were built on hilltops. The gods didn't come to the people, indeed they couldn't, so the people had to go to their temples to worship them. But the God of Israel went on the journey with his people back then. That was a mind-blowingly radical concept. In fact, if you travel to countries where there is a lot of idol worship, it's still a mind-blowingly radical concept. This idea that God is on the journey with you to protect you from your enemies, to give you shelter from the harsh sun by day, and to give you warmth and light by night. But that's exactly what's going on in your life right now. If you believe in Jesus, the presence of God never leaves you. God is on your journey with you to guide, to protect, to shelter, and to love you every step of the way, just as he was with Israel. Only now he's put his Holy Spirit in you, and he will never leave you or forsake you. So, the upshot of all that is that every step you take, you can take in the confidence that your God, your mighty, loving, powerful, wonderful God, is on your journey with you. You can actually live your life as though it's true, because it is. That's God's word, fresh for you today.